Wednesday, November 4, 2020, 3 a.m. Okay, and Mr. Goobs is here with me. Okay, getting ready to paint here. The day after Election Day, no declared president yet. I guess it could go either way. So let's see what happens. And another news item that they had was that they got all these people preparing for these riots. And you got both sides saying the other side's going to riot if their candidate wins. But we all know that if Biden wins, Trump supporters are not going to go out and riot and tear down stuff and burn buildings down. It's going to be the Biden supporters that'll do that if Trump wins. So let's not kid ourselves here. That's exactly what's going to happen if that happens. So, well, we don't know if that's going to happen, but if somebody should riot, that's who's going to riot. It's not going to be the Trump supporters. They're the ones that have jobs and pay taxes and just want to live their lives, and that's why they want Trump. Okay. If Biden wins, I'm not going to have the anger feeling of why did he win? I'm going to tear everything down. Kind of a feeling. So. Anyway, so this is interesting. Let's see what happens. Everybody, good luck. 7:56 a.m. So I've been painting here. I took about a 45-minute break around 4:30. Then I came back and started painting again. Did I say how much I really enjoy working on this plywood panel? Boy. I could do all sorts of stuff with this that I couldn't do on the canvas. I love putting the paint down and then burnishing it with the palette knife, just kind of rubbing it into on top of the other layers that are dried beneath it. It really gives kind of a neat effect. So I've been working on, I don't know, is it a tunnel or is it a sphere that Homer Simpson is in the middle of? I drew him as the center of this atom. And I guess since it's got two electrons, it would be a helium atom. And so... kind of adds a little dimension to that. So, like I said, and I'm thinking it's more of a tunnel than a sphere. That he's sitting in the beginnings of a long tunnel. Anyway, so I really enjoy working on this plywood panel. I can't wait to start the other paintings that I have going here. So let me get out, let me clean up and get going here. I gotta go feed my sister's cat still. I've been doing that every day. He's not too happy seeing me show up. I think, but since I feed him, I don't know if he really associates me feeding him with showing up. But when he comes in, it's like, I'm not too sure about this guy. Even though I petted, when my sister was there, and she was giving me a walkthrough. I was able to pet him. He would come over to me and let me pet him and scratch his back real vigorously. He won't let me do that this time. So I just saw something on my painting. I think what I could do is the bulldozer on the lower right-hand side is pushing a mound of dirt. What I think I'll do is make it push some kind of, maybe even the Easter Island head sculpture, have it push that around instead. That'd be kind of cool. Anyway, so let me get going here. 9:40 a.m. Okay, I'm getting ready to go do my walk. Just gotta change my clothes and comb my hair a little bit, I guess. So look, watching the news, got some little bit of the news, and it looked like Trump was a little ahead last night, but now that they're counting the mail-in votes, sounds like Biden is surging ahead. So it's still up in the air, but it looks like Biden might be our new president. So good luck, all you socialists. See, and all you Trump supporters, because they're going to bring the tribunal down on you guys and put you all in jail. Anyway, that's it.